Blog Talk Radio.
Once a man is glad you spoke like your grandmother.
To undertake the town, and there's no end in view. A shot of fireball was returned as true. A 40 ounce of steel with thermal and the ice will brew. I'm so bored of doing nothing, but I got nothing to do. So pour us up the Boilermakers, ask around if there any sisters. Pour us up the Boilermakers, time to knock the back.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, QT and Sun Guy with you here on another Sunday afternoon. Some notes if you're looking for some wrestling. Still lots going on today. The Collective in its final day today in Indianapolis. There are a lot of shows happening out there. Have been all day long. It goes until the wee morning hours tonight. So if you're anywhere in the Midwest, you can still see some pro wrestling live in person in Indianapolis. Also in Indianapolis, there is an amateur boxing show happening today with some pro wrestling matches mixed in, being represented by WCWO. So you can also swing by and support that cause. It's a fundraising event. So lots going on. And then hopefully people saw last night on the live stream on the Wrestle Club Facebook page and YouTube, I made my return to Wrestle Club there at the Wrestle Club Arena in Idaho. Great show. The live stream is very successful. They're doing great things in a very challenging landscape at Wrestle Club. They've returned in a big way. Also want to point out the Sign of the Times will be up later. You'll get a bonus episode because the audio was not picked up by the microphone in the first attempt. That will go up as a bonus episode. There will be a new episode of The Sign of the Times that will be filmed at some point in the next 8 3/4 hours, and we'll hope to have that up sometime shortly thereafter. So there's lots going on. But QT, after a successful trip to the aforementioned Wrestle Club, after appearing in The Sign of the Times with our special guest, the Tree City Giant, Chicken Bob is our guest. Chicken Bob, welcome to the show. Muck, 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 muck. Although we're glad that you were able to get in here. Now, I knew you just flew back in from Idaho, and I bet, boy, are your wings tired. Muck, 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 muck. I guess I would get a little bit tired of being told that if you did have wings. Yes, okay. I understand, Chicken Bob. Well, Chicken Bob, you've been busy since we last had you on the program. Just a couple of short months ago, you made your return to managing. You managed the very nefarious, the very evil Phil Good at a Northwest Pro show held in Idaho there in Post Falls. What exactly happened? What led to you getting back into the managerial aspect with someone like Phil Good? So you had no idea he was going to do that, and it was just a spur of the minute thing that you felt you needed to do. Well, I guess that's a good point, Chicken Bob, and luckily the ring announcer Ken Hamlin, of course, very aware of who you were. He introduced you in that match as the manager. So things did go somewhat well. Your team lost. Were you conflicted at all seeing that your team lost to Action Team Now as well as Pat Tanaka? Pat Tanaka, of course, a legend. But did you have conflicting feelings seeing as how you hadn't planned to manage Feel Good and were kind of sprung into action more or less against your will? I did not know Pat Tanaka was one of your all-time favorite sports entertainers dating back to his days with Bad Company and the AWA. Very interesting. Now, Chicken Bob, you, of course, a semi-regular in the Sign of the Times. You've appeared in several episodes, one of them with the aforementioned Ken Hamlin. What's your relationship like with Ken Hamlin of Northwest Pro, the commissioner slash ring announcer? That's a very good point. So you would say you have more dealings away from the cameras with Y period T period Jones, who is the authority figure there at Northwest Pro, than you do with Ken Hamlin, even though Ken Hamlin tends to want to hang around you and get the rub. Is that what you're basically saying? Murk, 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 murk. Oh, okay. All right. Chicken Bob, we know that you have been all over the country. You've managed several people now, including the Natural Disaster and Feel Good. You've also managed, I believe, the Savage Outlaw. You've managed Cousin Cooter for many, many, many years very successfully. Is there anyone out there right now you have your eye on that you would most like to manage anywhere in the country? What is it that you think you would bring the managerial stability to if you were to manage someone like Sunny Days? What do you think you could teach her? Aside from the cross-faced chicken wing hold, is there anything else that you think that you could teach Sunny Days? Hey, this is a PG show. Be careful. That's all right. Chicken Bob, you also are undefeated in in-ring competition. You're a former champion in your own right. You've held the gold. You've never lost a match. But despite all of that, Paul Freakshine has publicly challenged you to a fight. What do you say to the challenge of Paul Freakshine? So do you think that a promoter will agree to those terms at some point very soon? Well, hopefully that is the case and someone will sign that. I would very much enjoy seeing something like that happen. Chicken Bob, yesterday you were at Wrestle Club in Idaho and you saw someone that I think might be a good fit for you, that being Big John Henry. He, of course, lives on a farm along with his partner, Bronco Bill Lee, and they have a mascot named Bernadette, who also happens to be a chicken. They don't generally bring Bernadette to the ring. Would you be willing at some point to maybe stand in place of Bernadette and manage Big John? That is true. I don't think he normally teams with King Marcus Anderson. I believe it was kind of a one-off deal. But if he were to team with Bronco Bill Lee again, and Bronco Bill comes back to Russell Club and reforms his Spud Brothers Coalition, would you then agree to manage Big John Henry and maybe even co-manage along with Bernadette at ringside? Well, hopefully that will happen there in Idaho. I would love to see that. Well, right now, QT Vokes is standing by, and I'm sure QT Vokes for months has been anticipating your return and has many questions, so QT, go ahead and take it away.
Well, thank you, Sun Guy. Hello, chicken. Chicken, in the world of science, as early as...
Well, Chicken Bob says, since chicken is a separate chicken than Chicken Bob, make sure you clarify by calling him Chicken Bob.
Well, okay. Chicken Bob, in the world of science, as early as the 90s, with the movie Jurassic Park, we the public have been introduced with genetic engineering. It has been said that with the science fiction, what was science fiction in the early 90s becomes reality every 5 years, especially with the mapping of the genome. A little after the movie Jurassic Park, we had the remake of The Fly with Goldblum. They now say in 2020, we are within 2 years of genetic transfer of pigs in a genetic transfer for of genetic genomes. My question is, have you yourself seen the movie The Fly, and do you agree that we are within 2 years of genetic transfer of DNA in the wrestling ring? Wow, okay, that's kind of slightly controversial. But I see that you're a forward thinker, and I think that this could happen. Now, in mind with this, what you just said, I am now going to have you, since you're a forward thinker, Chicken Bob, I'm going to have you take the place of today's guest, Charlie Kruel, that could not make this interview, and have you transport yourself like the fly, like Jeff Goldblum, and have you take the role of Charlie Kruel.
I believe Chicken Bob doesn't want to take the part of Charlie Kruel because Chicken Bob says Chicken Bob speaks only for Chicken Bob and the occasional Cousin Cooter.
Oh, okay. Well, Chicken Bob, I'm going to have you transport yourself in time, or I'm going to have you take on a pseudo role of Charlie Kruel. These were some of the questions I was going to ask her. I myself am now going to take on the role of Charlie Kruel, And these were Chicken Bob. If you could take yourself in the role of QT Votes, you might comment on these supposedly comments of Charlie Kruel. Here we go. Charlie Kruel, in your match with Adrian Blackheart, when you took the microphone from the announcer, you asked for a hug from the ring announcer. My question is, were you depreciated from your 3 years in solitary confinement in prison?
Mark.
Oh, okay. Well, Charlie, QT Votes also...
QT, don't make him hang up.
Oh, okay. Yes, I will not make you... I will not try to have you hang up, Chicken Bob. I myself, as QT Votes, in gene splicing with Charlie Kruel, I gave a hug to referee Sean O'Brien. Have you ever been to the port city of Dublin, Ireland, QT Votes? Because you did give a hug to referee Sean O'Brien. What would Chicken Bob think of QT Votes hugging Charlie O'Brien? That's my question. Well, now, Chicken Bob, I myself have participated in time traveling to the early 70s. I admit that, QT Votes. I was transported into Belfast, Ireland, where I took the side politically with the Protestants. And now, you, Chicken Bob, were a Catholic. Do you despise myself, despite time traveling, taking part of the Protestant? Yes. Do you? Well, Chicken Bob, it's known that I myself have spent time in prison, and there are five levels of prison in the United States. Level one is usually split between a city jail or prison for nonviolent white-collar criminals. And level five is supermax prisons like the one in Florence, Colorado, that holds Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, and Jokhar Tsarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber. I myself, when being incarcerated in the Supermax prison in Colorado, passed the cell of Boston Marathon bomber Jokhar Tsarnaev. Have you, Chicken Bob, ever pulled some strings in wrestling that were illegal, like steroid distribution? And have you yourself spent time in a level two prison? That's what I'm asking. Well, Chicken Bob, we were supposed to have on Charlie Kruel, and I saw a match on YouTube with Charlie Kruel, her match at the Emerson Theater with Adrian, and he took a stapler at the 6 minute and 41 second mark and stapled Charlie Kruel's arm to a wall. And I was going to ask Shirley Cruel if there were any truth to the rumors that this was the swing line stapler that was used in the movie Office Space. Chicken Bob, in your feuds in the Midwest, especially with Stompin' Steve and Cousin Cooter, although you managed Cousin Cooter, was there ever a swing line stapler involved, a red swing line stapler? Well, okay. At one time in the 80s, was Adrian Blackheart, the drummer for Joan Jett and the Blackheart, and this is Adrian Blackheart that wrestled Charlie Cruel. That's what I'm asking. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Okay. Well, now, Chicken Bob, you yourself must have watched that YouTube video, Adrian Blackheart versus Charlie Cruel. Chicken and not Chicken Bob?
No, Chicken Bob was just saying he hadn't seen it.
Oh, he had not seen it. Okay. I was going to ask, well, now this makes my next question kind of mute. I will fill in, Chicken Bob, what happened. Charlie Cruel used a fluorescent light tube to hit Adrian Blackheart in the forehead and make him bleed profusely. I was going to ask Charlie Cruel if this was the first time she had used a fluorescent light tube on a male opponent. I am now going to ask Chicken Bob if she has ever used a fluorescent light tube on an opponent. Chicken Bob. Wow, all right. Okay, very good. Okay, yeah, I can see that. Okay. Charlie, in your match with Adrian, and this is Times Plan Supporting, with the fly, you landed on a steel chair with barbed wire on top. My question is, when you were in solitary, did you look out the one small window from your prison into the yard and imagine you were free as a bird? One day to soar above the cyclone electrified fence topped with barbed wire to freedom once your hard time was up. I'm going to ask you, Chicken Bob, to put yourself in the place of Charlie Cruel. And did you dream yourself, Chicken Bob, of flying above the electrified barbed wire? Well, okay. Well, you didn't dream of flying. You did all of
your... Two T's getting close to hanging up. Chicken Bob said, what do you think the wings are for?
Oh, my gosh. He soared on his wings to prism like a lesbian seagull. Okay, very good. Wow. Yeah, Chicken Bob hung up?
Nobody was threatening to because you asked if he ever thought of flying, and he's a chicken.
Well, chickens can fly.
That's what he just told you. Listen, QT, listen.
Oh, okay. Boy, that's rough. Okay. Boy, that's...
That was a good one, Chicken Bob.
Do we have a guest on or something?
No,
oh,
he just said he's a chicken. Chickens don't say rough. Puppy dogs do.
Ah, very good, very good. Okay. All right. Well, Chicken Bob, on August 29th, you were reportedly in a match with Sean Taylor at Bourbon Pavilion in Indiana for a tribute for Adam Buehler. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans how you did against Sean and if a lot of fans showed their support for Aiden by showing up in this pandemic? Well, what's this about Cousin Cooter calling you out for a street fight? Well, Chicken Bob, seeing as you took the place of Charlie Cruel, in our minds, one of your early trainers in Grindhouse Wrestling was a female wrestler named... Oh, well, Chicken Bob, then the name Mickey Knuckles brings up some bad memories for you. Is this because... Oh, okay. I have clearly upset you. Is this because Sign Guy has taken a forearm from Mickey Knuckles and you yourself have not established your street cred by taking a forearm from Mickey Knuckles? Well, Sign Guy almost always mentions in his Sign of the Times of taking a forearm from Mickey Knuckles. You yourself have not. Yes. Well, Chicken Bob, can you tell us about the Amazing Maria Dragon Sleeper? And have you yourself taken an Amazing Maria Dragon Sleeper? And did this haunt your dreams in solitary confinement? Well, Chicken Bob, were you once involved in a tag team with a lady known as Ella? And were you and Ella, did you name yourself the Psycho Screamers? Okay, is she currently in Level 3 prison? And is this why you only had one match together? That's what I heard.
Well, he said he'd hang up right now if you don't stop doing that, QT. You got to listen to his answers.
Well, Chicken Bob, can you tell our Turnbuckle listeners what an inverted backstabber is? Wow, inverted backstabber. Okay, that's... I myself believe that this is a move from the top turnbuckle. Chicken Bob, is it true that Brandon Stevenson once had you stuck up his something, stuck up his orifice? Brandon Stevenson. Well, I have now been contacted by Brandon Stevenson, and he said that Chicken Bob said to me that was for one guy for that one time you crushed his nuts and he wasn't able to ever have any children after that body slam. Now, can you comment on this body slam that rendered, I guess it was Brandon Stevenson, childless? Was Brandon Stevenson able to have children in vitro fertilization? Well, when I say in vitro fertilization, that is kind of like via the test tube. Now, earlier in the show, I commented on that movie Jurassic Park and growing dinosaurs from a test tube. It's now a quantum leap forward to 2020. Did you do you yourself in 2 years see yourself and that other wrestler that I named as grandparents of this children that were crushed in the nuts in the wrestling ring by the nuts in the nuts?
Mark.
Well, now you did very good today, Chicken Bob, undertaking the role of Charlie Cruel. At this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy, but I myself, QT Votes, am going to be working behind the signs, behind the scenes, and the signs of the times to bring more questions. That's what I'm getting at. Yes, back to you, Sign Guy.
Thank you, QT. Well, Chicken Bob, just yesterday you watched the Russell Club show that was live streamed on their social media, and I believe it was your second show ever for Russell Club. This one, of course, much, much different, being in the brand new Russell Club arena that was designed for the pandemic era of pro wrestling. Can you tell us exactly what you thought of the Russell Club show yesterday? Well, Chicken Bob, there's a lot of great young talent at Russell Club. There's kind of a mix of people that have been around from day one, along with a few newer talents, a few established wrestlers that found themselves relocating to Idaho over the years. Looking at the show yesterday and kind of seeing the changing landscape, who at Russell Club most impressed you?
Damn.
Wow. Now, Chicken Bob, looking at Northwest Pro, where you managed, can you tell us what in Russell Club in the Idaho area most impresses you so far? I know you've been to a few shows at the Civic Center in Vaughan, but in the new location there in Post Falls, what's most impressive for you? So a good point. All right. Well, QT, I believe you have another question.
Yes. Chicken Bob, do you yourself believe a hatred of firemen, do you yourself have a hatred of firemen who tossed Sign Guy over the top rope and he broke his face on the concrete at Hoosier Pro Wrestling? But Chicken Bob, even our first responders, when they saw Sign Guy being thrown over the top rope at Hoosier Pro Wrestling, and this was for pretty much like a charity event, they didn't care his political side. They just saw a person in need of medical aid. Yes, your opinions on this. Well, now, Chicken Bob, in his Sign of the Times throughout the years, Sign of the Times did interview the Spud Brothers in Idaho. And if you recall, there was a rather attractive rooster named Bernadette. Have you been and tried to contact Bernadette via Facebook for a date? Bernadette. Mark. Well, Bernadette, you know, she was pretty much a seminal. She was made a cult hero. That's what I'm trying to get, a cult hero by the Spud Brothers. Now, is it true the only reason you traveled with Sign Guy to Idaho yesterday? Well, you didn't really care too much about Sign Guy. Your main number one goal was to meet Bernadette for a date, a steamy. Well, now, Chicken Bob, how does one go about asking or treating a female chicken on the first date? Is there wine and candles, or did you stick strictly to wrestling business? That's what I'm getting. How do you court Midwestern chickens? Are they a little bit less promiscuous than Pacific Coast chickens? That's what I'm getting. Oh, okay. Now, Chicken Bob, do you see Sign Guy, Chicken Bob yourself taking up this match with Freakshine, Pop Freakshine? He's challenged you, I think it is, Pop Freakshine. Yes, it is. It is Pa Moonshine that has challenged you. I myself and Pa Moonshine have a symbiotic relationship. I've always had Pa Moonshine's back, even in his early days blue collar wrestling when he came out with a megaphone. Yes. Now, what if I myself pledge allegiance, continuing allegiance to Pa Moonshine? And somehow we get our paths crossed. I've always been an admirer of you, Chicken Bob. I wouldn't want to cross paths with you. You being a kind of like a Terminator. I think we're evenly matched myself in ring abilities. Yes. But if worse comes to worse, Chicken Bob, I am now saying that I will have the side of Pa Freakshine, who used to be Pa Moonshine. Yes. It's just strictly business.
Mac,
Well, now those are kind of strong words, Chicken Bob. Are you yourself seeing a potential arm wrestling match between myself and you in 2021 at Blue Collar Wrestling? At North. Now, Chicken Bob, and now still a little bit of strong words there. You know, I've been working out. I've been doing the road work. I've been lifting. I cannot turn my back on Pa Moonshine, even though he has turned himself on some of his cousins, including J.B. Moonshine. I really can't fault him. It's strictly business. Everyone's going for the dollar bill these days. It kind of sounded like you challenged me to an arm wrestling match there. You can have Stein Guy in your corner. Maybe you can even do a special sign of the times, but it kind of looks like today is it lays the groundwork between an arm wrestling match between two folks and Bob. All right, Chicken Bob, you've kind of a little bit forced my hand here. Once this Cloven 47, Cloven 19, pans out, you know, things calm down. We're not required to wear masks. I will get in touch myself with Tex Thompson and maybe get this arm wrestling match between Chicken Bob and QT Vokes going. Yes. Well, okay. All right. Well, back to you, Stein Guy, for a few moments. Well, for a few moments, yes.
All right. Well, Chicken Bob, one of the events today at the Collective, as we're doing this interview right now even, is the Shimmer event. Shimmer, of course, one of the largest all-women's promotions in the United States. It's a very prestigious promotion. They have, in recent times, split off a secondary promotion called Shine, a brand new all-women's promotion called Flawless, debuted in Tennessee. Thunder Rosa has opened up her own all-female company where every position in the company is held by females. Right now, it seems that at this moment in wrestling history, females have taken more prominent positions and had a bigger, stronger influence in the wrestling business than at any time. What do you think of all of these all-women's promotions and women taking a little bit more of a important role in professional wrestling? Well, that makes sense. Chicken Bob, you've traveled, like we said, all over the country. Are there any plans for when things return to normal for you to go international and travel to different countries? Very interesting point on that. So with all the traveling you have done so far, I know you've met some very, very interesting people. Like QT said, you even hung out once in a very, very, very dark place there at Sabotage Styles' back end. I'm sure that scarred you for life, like you were saying. Taking that out of the equation, who would you say has been some of the more interesting people that you have met in your travels? Agreed. Well, Chicken Bob, if you do this arm wrestling contest, obviously you're going to be at a disadvantage since you do not have arms. You have wings. But QT, to my knowledge, has never learned the counter to the cross-faced chicken wing hold that you have mastered. If QT were to try to take too much of an advantage by having this arm wrestling match, would you in fact challenge him to a match where the only way to win would be to apply the cross-faced chicken wing? All right. Well, QT, do you have another question?
Yes, Chicken Bob. Speaking of all-girl wrestlers, have you heard of Dream Girl Ellie and Tootie Lynn of Flawless Wrestling? Well, Chicken Bob, how was the weather yesterday in Idaho?
QT, have you another question? Oh, QT, are you all right? Did you faint? QT, are you there? Well, I think we've lost QT. All right. Well, Chicken Bob, do you have plans at this point to be at the Northwest Pro Show next week in Post Falls, Idaho? If Phil Good were to try to recruit you again and have you manage him in a match or even co-manage alongside him, what is your response going to be? All right. Well, Chicken Bob, we mentioned earlier in the program that the Sign of the Times had audio issues this week, so we lost the audio in it. But do you have plans to be in the corrected edition of the Sign of the Times today? All right, I think we look forward to that. QT, are you back? Did you faint?
Yes, no, I had to make an emergency trip behind the chicken coop.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. What is Chicken Bob think of our guest today that had an event, Charlie Cruel? Has he ever seen videos of Charlie Cruel? You know, for all our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners out there, I have an email right here. Is Chicken Bob currently married, or does he have a girlfriend, a significant other chicken?
muck 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 muck.
Oh, okay. Well, now, Chicken Bob, 23 years ago today, we lost a wrestling icon, Brian Pillman. Can you fill us in on your feelings about Brian Pillman and Eddie Van Halen, who died a couple days ago? Do you yourself play guitar, Chicken Bob?
Muck, 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 muck.
Yes, poor Brian Pillman.
My gosh, it was terrible. Yes. And Eddie Van Halen, he was a heavy smoker. Heavy smoke. I'm sure.
Muck, 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 muck.
Oh, okay. That
is good words of advice, Chicken Bob. All you junior high listeners out there, don't start smoking. That's what you're saying. No smoking. Yes. No smoking among junior highs. Or sucking on bronze guitar picks. Bronze guitar picks. Yes. Oh, okay. Are you still there, Chicken Bob?
Muck, 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 muck.
Wow, okay. Now, Chicken Bob, have you ever met Hulk Hogan at a book signing or any WWE wrestling Hall of Famers at a book signing?
Muck, 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 muck.
Now, Chicken Bob,
Sun Guy and Northwest wrestler Lance Dean have been corroborating on several issues, how you say issues, and maybe behind-the-scenes events or upcoming events. What I'm getting at is Lance Dean. I think if I talk to Tex Thompson and I get this ball rolling, between an arm wrestling match against QT Vokes and Chicken Bob, that Lance Dean may get himself involved. Have you yourself heard of Lance Dean, who has been closely communicating with Sign Guy recently, in uptick behind the scenes, collaborations with Lance Dean and Sign Guy?
Muck, 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 muck.
Well, now,
Chicken Bob, have you also heard of Northwest wrestler Diafola Dabashi, who once hit Sign Guy over the head with a beer bottle? Have you heard of
muck,
I think some guy offered
Diafola Dabashi a pork chop at one point, I believe, at La Problemita's.
Well, okay. All right.
Lance Dean and Sign Guy and Tex Thompson QT will try to get this arm wrestling match against you and QT going. Yes, there will be no beer bottles or pork chops involved. Yes.
Muck, 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 muck.
Okay, Chicken
Bob, what is the best type of pitch in baseball, in your opinion? Best type of pitch? Would it be the screwball?
Muck, 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 muck.
Well, okay.
Yet you're taking the submarine pitch by Oil Can Boyd. Oil Can Boyd. Okay.
Muck, muck, muck. Muck, 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 muck.
QT clearly said Mark Friedrich is curve.
Mark Friedrich,
the bird, yes. Hey, I know they are speaking with
the bird. Mark Friedrich.
In there.
Yes.
Muck. That was a good one, Chicken.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's getting sort of near the tail end of the show. Why don't you shake your tail feather and tell us who is coming up next Friday? Keeping in mind shaking your tail feather.
Muck. Oh, okay.
Yes, that's Friday. Okay. How about next Sunday?
Muck.
Well, all right. Now, Chicken Bob, one last comment. Have you yourself lost faith in the Lumberjack like I have after he did something terrible to Sign Guy in the ring? And this was always already 6 months ago, 7 months ago. Lumberjack. Wow, okay. Strong words for the Lumberjack there. Strong words. I know that he's changed our faith in humanity. Yes. What was once revered and exalted just kind of faded into oblivion. Yes, oblivion. A non-faith in humanity. A non-caring. A slacker attitude toward your heroes. Much like QT Vokes had against Lumberjack. Fateful day, 7 months ago. Yes.
Well, Chicken Bob, we have a few minutes left in the show. I want to make sure you have ample time. If there's anything you would like to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything, floor is all yours. All right, well, Chicken Bob, it was a pleasure having you on the show today. So I want to thank you for being on. I know it was last minute. It was great to have you back here. I'm sorry QT angered you a few times there. But we will be back with you next week. Next Friday, we have Tony Batista out of the Texas region. He's originally from New York, but learned to wrestle in Texas. And then 1 week from today, we will have Ricky Tenacious out of the Las Vegas area with us. So make sure you have plans to be with us. There's definitely a lot of wrestling out there today. So if there's some anywhere near you, go out and support. And we'll be back with you next week.